forth the said churchwarden, John Lacey, and plucked him by the sleeve and thrust him out of the church. The priest, being left alone and never a clerk to answer him, then in other of the parish, which accustomably do not use to sing, made answer unto him. The clerks all followed the cross, singing again the ordinary procession about the churchyard. There followed them of the same parish, Master John Finch, which commanded the said churchwardens thus obstinately to resist the said priest's godly exhortation. The 5th of July, Anno Domini, 1545. The saying of John Lacey, churchwarden of Middleton, concerning the procession there upon the same Sunday se'nnight. Water damage. And other singing men of the water damage. The cross about the churchyard. And also, he commanded the sexton to bear forth the cross and not to, unclear, any commandment of the priest. And further, he hath that when the priest stayed in the body of the church, singing the King's Majesty's procession, and one of the singing men stayed to answer him, he took the said singing man by the arm and put him out of the door, bidding him to follow the cross. And he said that he did nothing but by the commandment of John Finch, gentleman, and this is his own confession, without any compulsion. Item. That I, John Stubbard, yeoman, dwelling in Middleton in Kent, did hear and see the Sunday, the document damaged, of June, anno reg of our sovereign lord, King Henry the Eighth, the 37th. The priest again, for to sing the said procession in the church, as he had done other Sundays before. The sexton, bearing the cross, went out of the church door, and the clerk and some other would have tarried with the priest to have helped him sing the said procession. And the said John Lacey pulled him forth, so that the priest abide still in the church alone. And they and other of them went about the churchyard with the cross. And yet afore that, divers times, the said priest showed them of the parish that it was better to sing the said procession in the church than out of it. And more, he said to them, that he was grieved with pain in his eyes it, when he went about the churchyard, he could not read the said procession and sing it so well as if it was done in the church. Per me, John Stubbard.